بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس الشديد بالسرعة، إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah has mentioned that a strong person is not a person who wrestles his opponent onto the ground. A strong person is not a person who pins his opponent onto the ground. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person is the one who suppresses his anger. He controls himself at the time when he becomes angry. Now we are doing the chapter on sabr, patience. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the hadith on anger in this chapter for the simple reason that if you recall when we started the chapter on sabr, we mentioned there are three types of sabr. Common one, as-sabru ala al-musiba, where a person bears patience when some calamity befalls him. Loss of family member, friend, somebody passes away. So the person makes sabr on that. He bears patience because he has lost something. Then as-sabru ala al-ta'a, when a person is steadfast on any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he is regular, he is constant on his salat. So this means he's got sabr on this particular deed. Then as-sabr anil ma'asiyah, when a person refrains from sins, he refrains from those things that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with, what Shariat has prohibited. For example, casting a lustful glance at a woman. So when he restrains himself, this means he's making sabr from something which is haram. So in a similar vein, when a person suppresses his anger, he is actually controlling himself, he is restraining himself from something that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Therefore, this hadith explains to us that a strong person, in our understanding, if somebody asks us who is a strong person, we'll talk about his physical fitness, his physical strength, his physical power. If a person is able to knock his opponent down, we'll say he's a strong person. Shariat says no. Rasulullah SAW, in his words, he says that a strong person, in the true sense of the word, is not a person who is physically fit and physically he's got power and vigor and strength. But at the time of anger, he suppresses his anger. He does not give vent to his anger. He controls himself. He drinks his anger. He swallows his anger. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And therefore, Shariat has explained to us, when you become angry, the very first thing is you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. If you are standing, then you must sit. If you are sitting and you're becoming angry, lie down. In other ahadith, go make wudu. Anger comes from shaitan. Shaitan has been created from fire. And fire is cooled and extinguished with water. Therefore, we should be making wudu. These are the few things that Shariat has explained to us. Make wudu. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And if all this is not working still, then move away from that place. Because at the time of anger, a person, if he does not control himself, he will blurt out things, he will say things, he can break his nikah, he can break his partnership with his friend, he can lose his friend who has been his friend for so many years. And after that, what happens? He regrets. Therefore, Sharia tells us to suppress our anger. وعن سليمان بن سرد رضي الله تعالى قال كنت جالسا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجلان يستبان. سليمان بن سرد رضي الله تعالى says that I was sitting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and two people were arguing. They were fighting, they were quarreling. وأحدهما قد احمر وجهه وانتفخت أوداجه. And one of them, his face had become red in anger. He was furious, he was enraged. And his veins began to swell. That's the exact picture. When a person becomes angry, you see his veins swelling. His face goes red. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. نَبِيَ كَرِيمُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ teaches him, he says, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ مَا يَجِدُ. If this man has to say a word that I know, a kalima that I know, then whatever feeling he is going through now, the anger, it will vanish. It will move away from him. لو قال, if he only says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. If he says, I seek protection in Allah from shaitan the curse, ذهب منه ما يجد. The feeling that he's getting, it will go away from him. فقالوا له. So they tell this person, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Rasulullah has advice that seek protection in Allah from shaitan, the curse. So when a person becomes angry, you should say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله بحمده.